About a mile west of downtown Providence, the artist Night Show steps onto a lift and rises three stories above the street. Instead of paintbrushes, he brings a box of spray paint cans to fill a canvas made of concrete. It's the side of a warehouse about 100 feet long. Nichos raises his arm and releases a spray of white paint into the curved bone of a paw. It belongs to a leopard that looks like it's clawing through the five-story building. Under bristling silver fur, the leopard's entire skeleton is exposed, revealing white bones, blue veins, and shiny red organs. He tells his assistant, Lauren Young Smith, to throw him a new can.
Shoot it up straight. From down, yeah. No!
She misses. From the sidewalk, Young Smith shouts suggestions to Nichos.
I feel like if you moved it in, you would get the effect that you're looking for. Like, it's kind of tipping to the left now. Make it straight. The top right of the bone.
From where Nichos stands, a single bone is several feet wide, so she offers him another perspective.
You know, because he's up really close painting it, and I'm down here, so I can better help him to figure out what looks best aesthetically.
The wall is part of a warehouse owned by Jones Moving and Storage. Co-owner Marilyn Kernan stands outside watching Nichos paint. She says there have been lots of cars pulling over to get a better look.
We never get this kind of traffic here. I think the neighborhood is thrilled.
The Avenue Concept is a Providence nonprofit that supports public art and is hosting Nichos for an artist residency. He's the third international artist to do a painting for free in exchange for lodging, supplies, and the creative freedom to paint what he wants.
Put the legs out, and then you can go full up and down.
Yarrow Thorne directs the Avenue Concept and says they've been eyeing this particular wall for 10 years.
The wall is giant concrete brown slab that's in the middle of 140 units. And there's just nothing really creative with it. So we thought it would be a nice way to bring some color and some creative energy into this neighborhood.
Nichos paints walls all over the world, and he has hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram. He's known for paintings of people and animals that show their insides with intricate detail. This wall is the biggest he's ever painted.
He's got a lot of energy, a lot of drive, and a lot of vision.
Kevin Kernan is the other owner of the building. Not everyone would want a painting with bones and body parts on the wall of their business, but Kernan is thrilled with the final product.
When you have an internationally known artist, you let him do what it is that he wants to do. You don't get in the way, you don't interfere, you don't make suggestions, you just are grateful.
Whether Nichos was happy with the end result, he didn't say. He couldn't come down from the lift for an interview. The sun was setting and he had a paw to finish. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Alex Bronstein.